Early voting gets underway today in the state Senate District 21 runoff election. Next Tuesday's runoff will include Republicans John Cooper and Dan Sullivan. Cooper is a retired AT&T manager, and Sullivan is the chief executive at Ascent Children's Services. Democrats advancing are Radius Baker and Steve Rockwell. Baker is a Valley View school superintendent. Rockwell is a Jonesboro businessman. Craighead County Circuit Clerk Cade Holliday says early voting starts today and runs through Friday. No voting will take place Monday because it is a federal holiday. Holliday has an important reminder for voters.
The biggest thing is that if you voted in the primary, you are bound to vote in the same party's runoff that you voted in the primary. Whenever you logged or whenever you came in to vote and we asked you which preferential party primary you wanted to vote in, we logged that. That way we know that if you come in again and you wanted, let's say you voted in the Democratic primary, you couldn't cross over and vote in the Republican runoff. You would have to vote in the Democratic runoff. Now, if an individual did not vote in the primary and wants to vote in the runoff, they can vote in whichever party they want.
Holliday says that he was impressed with the high numbers of voters for the primary when seven candidates faced off.
I really thought it was a very, very strong turnout. Overall, for special elections, you normally don't see over 5,000 people getting out to vote. But there has been so much attention in the media about this, as well as the fact that we did have seven well-qualified candidates running for this position that really got out and galvanized their supporters and got them out to vote. What will be interesting to see is how many of those people they can get out to vote again in the runoff, because typically runoff elections don't have the same amount of turnout as the primaries.
And Holliday gives his projections for voter turnout in the runoff.
I think that numbers will probably be down from the total that voted in the primary. I'm optimistic that there'll still be a good turnout for the runoff. However, we're just going to have to see how things go.
The same polling locations that were used for the primary will be used in the runoff. The general election will be held January 14th. Senate District 21 covers Jonesboro and most of Craighead County. The elections are being held to determine who will replace former state senator Paul Bookout. Bookout resigned after the State Ethics Commission ruled he spent $33,000 in campaign finances on clothing, home theater equipment, and other items.